Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if my husband was being propositioned or just scammed out of jewelry while in Las Vegas. Have you ever been scammed in Vegas? 833-287-1037. We went to go see my Aunt Kathy over the weekend in Las Vegas, and she had bought my husband a beautiful gift. She got him a nice chain, you know, the chains that you see a lot of Italian men wear, and the bracelet, the chain bracelet that matches it.
Wow.
Beautiful. He was all excited.
Such a generous gift.
Yeah. He was all excited to wear it out when we went to a show in downtown Las Vegas called Awakening at the Wynn. Fabulous show, by the way. The costumes out of this world. And when we were in line at the concessions for the show, I noticed that my husband was talking to this young couple and just having a good conversation. And I kind of glanced over and I looked at my Aunt Kathy and I go, man, he's a cute, Italian, handsome man, isn't he? Because I was looking at his chain and his bracelet because he doesn't usually wear jewelry. So it stood out to me. Anyway, we get our drinks. We go to sit at our seats at the show. My husband accidentally spills his espresso martini all over his shoe. Brand new white shoe. So he's down there cleaning it up. Fast forward. We watch the show. Love the show. On the way out, this couple starts talking to my husband again. No big deal. Kurt talks to everybody.
Now, what was the talk? Like, hey, how did you like the show? Or, hey, we're in room 312.
No, I don't know at this time what they're talking about because I'm walking with my aunt. And when we get out of the theater, we said, you know, let's use the restroom before we leave. When my Aunt Kathy and I get out of the restroom, there's Kurt talking to this couple again. I'm like, my God, you know, what is going on?
You should know this. Kurt doesn't know a stranger.
No.
He'll talk to anybody.
Yes, he will.
Go ahead.
And for the most part, that's great. And I see them shaking hands, and then he comes over, and I'm like, well, would you make new best friends? And he's like, oh, they're so sweet. They're from North Dakota. He's sharing all this stuff about them, and I'm like, geez, okay. And we're starting to leave. And as we're walking out of the Wynn, my husband looks down and goes, oh, no, and he grabs his wrist. His bracelet is gone. Now, the first thing he thinks of is that, you know what? I bet it came off when I was cleaning up my shoe. I bet it's stuck on the seat or something in there.
Back to the theater.
Yeah. So he goes back to the theater, finally gets the ushers to agree to go look for it. They help him. They search everywhere we were. No bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes out and he's like, it's not there. He's like, I'm going to go check the bathroom. Not there. He's just devastated. And my Aunt Kathy's like, Kurt, it's okay. It's just a bracelet. You're more upset than you need to be. It's fine. And then he says, you don't think that couple might have taken it?
How would they steal a bracelet off of his arm?
The thing was, is that the more he started describing how they were talking, what they were talking about, then he mentions they asked him, so what are you guys doing later tonight? And Kurt was like, well, that's kind of weird. I mean, you know, and when he went to shake their hands, he shook the guy's hand, and then he went to shake the girl's hand, and she took both her hands on his and shook his hand.
Okay.
And the guy walked away.
There's so many ways that people get scammed in Vegas.
So there's two possible solutions. Either Kurt met a fabulously wholesome couple from North Dakota who just wanted to hang out, get some wisdom from an older dude.
Yeah, 20-year-olds want to hang out with Kurt and me and my aunt.
Or they were...
I don't think so.
I don't think you and your aunt had anything to do with the equation.
I don't think so either.
Right, yeah. Maybe providing a ride and some snack money later, but that's about it.
A little later, chain's going to disappear and so is your wallet.
Right. Or Kurt was a victim of an elaborate couple scam.
That happens a lot. Maybe that's how they disarm people.
Shockingly, scammed in Vegas? That happens? 833-287-1037. Have you ever been scammed in Las Vegas? And are you a couple from North Dakota looking to swing? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy's husband, Kurt, might have met a nice couple from North Dakota in Vegas, or might have been scammed in Vegas by a couple that stole his bracelet.
833-287-1037.
Robert in Fallbrook, how'd you get scammed in Vegas, man?
Oh, man, it was a sweet old couple. I mean, just the nicest possibly couple. They said they lost all their money. They needed about $100 for bus tickets back to Alabama. And I'm like, they wanted to sell me jewelry. And I said, that's fake jewelry. And they're like, no, it's not. It's not. And she said, well, show them, honey. And so he showed me. He took the ring and he scraped it on the sidewalk. And he said, look, it's solid gold. And I'm like, it is. So I still say, I'm not going to give you $100. I can't afford it. Well, he pulls out his Navy card. He was in the military, and that sealed the deal. I'm like, oh man, this is a nice, honest guy here, right? He's military and all that. Could have been a fake ID. I don't know what military IDs look like. But anyway, I gave him $100. I took the ring, put it on my finger, made it about 2 minutes down, and I looked at my finger and it was green. So that's how I got scammed in Vegas.
Wow.
Nice little old couple from Alabama.
And probably a fake military ID. Stolen valor.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it very, very good.
So right, but the average person probably doesn't know exactly what they look like. Thank you, Robert.
Well, the moral of the story is don't talk to any strangers ever in Vegas.
It seems that way.
Kristen in San Carlos. Help, I've been scammed in Las Vegas.
Hello. I was 21 and I was thinking of transferring to UNLV. So I went to Las Vegas by myself for the weekend and I was walking just off the strip and this girl came up and started talking to me. She was about my age and we were having a normal conversation and all of a sudden a guy walked past us and bumped into both of us. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And we finished our conversation, and I walked back to my hotel, and my wallet was gone from my purse.
Mm-hmm. She was in on it, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
Because she made you feel comfortable. You guys related to something, so that took your guard down.
Wait a second. They didn't say they were from North Dakota, did they?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
All right. I mean,
but that's what I think it is, that they get you, once you're in a relaxed mode and you're not, paying attention and aware of yourself, then it's much easier for somebody else to come around and then steal from you.
Exactly. And I was stranded in Las Vegas with no money, no credit cards. My parents actually had to wire me money.
I was just going to ask how you got home.
Can't imagine that's the first time parents have ever had to wire their kids money in Vegas.
Yeah.
Probably true.
All right. Well, I guess you're wiser now. What a drag. People suck.
I know. Well,
some people suck. Thieves suck, Tammy.
Yes, they do.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Do you really think, John, do you think they would have taken that scam farther? Let's just say Kurt was on his own.
I mean, so what do you have in mind? So Kurt somehow decides, you know what? I think it's a good idea to ditch my wife and my wife's aunt.
No.
Hang out with this couple and then maybe get tied up in a bed somewhere.
No,
with all my stuff gone.
I meant that had he gone to this show on his own and there wasn't two tag-alongs with him, do you think he could have been talked to, let's go to the bar? The next thing you know, his necklace is gone. Then the next thing you know, his wallet's gone.
Yes. The answer to that question is yes, I do believe, which means you can never leave Kurt alone.
No, I can't.
And when you take him out, you have to put him on those little preschool leashes. when they walk the kids around, that's what Kurt needs to be on.
He's just too easy of a target sometimes. He's too nice.
833-287-1037. The front men are bringing their show to Escondido next month, and you're going to be there. Three legendary lead singers and you, just by taking on Tam in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Our next food fund stop is tomorrow, and it's a different one in the fact that we are doing it tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6. Fraser Farms in La Mesa, a familiar place off Fletcher Parkway, but remember, 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon is when we're collecting food for the San Diego Food Bank.
And our good friend, musician Davey Rocket, is here to help convince you to stop by.
I promised him spoken word, too. Okay. Nearly 500,000 San Diegans are dependent on the San Diego Food Bank. This includes military families, the elderly, the working poor, and children. As we get closer to the holidays, more and more hungry San Diegans are going to be reaching out, which means there's never, ever been a more important time to...
Show us your cans. Show up and show us your cans. Show us your plan to go through your pantry. Show us your canned ham or something slightly less fancy. Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa. Come on. Harmonic it, John. Yeah.
I can't play more than Piano Man, Tammy. Now more than ever, it's time to get just a little more when you're out. Instead of two boxes of mac and cheese, you grab four boxes of mac and cheese. Yeah, clerk, unlock that case of formula. Let me get some cans for my new mom, also taking advantage of the San Diego Food Bank. And while you're at the grocery store, please, please make sure you say...
We want to see them nuts and seeds and rice and beans. Get them butts in some jeans and just... Proceed to Fraser Farms is the place, on Fletcher Parkway in the Mesa. Play us out, John.
We get cool songs out of food funds, besides, of course, the great things that we're doing, which is filling the shelves of the San Diego Food Bank. But we have a lot of fun.
I mean, I really hoped Show Me Your Cans would have meant a big recording career for us. It never really took flight, but it did raise a lot of food. And actually, I've got some surprises. Next week, Davey is returning.
Nice.
And we will have something tentatively titled, right now at least, it's a work in progress, Show Us Your Cans, Volume 3.
Okay.
Working title. Tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6, Fraser Farms in La Mesa off Fletcher Parkway. And if you don't know the drill by now, canned goods, diapers, baby formula, protein is king, peanut butter, and please, no glass jars. We don't want to have to return things to you. We know you want to do the right thing. No glass, please.
Also, a chance for you to walk away with tickets to KSON's sold-out Country Christmas. Get directions at KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Michael is in Chula Vista. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Hey, dude, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, go ahead and get a cup of coffee.
All right, good luck.
Michael, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. We're going to get you $100. I also want to remind you that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Gwen Stefani and her husband are reportedly living separate lives these days. According to friends, quote, the magic is starting to wear off. Who is Gwen married to?
Blake Shelton.
In a post hyping her new show, All's Fair, Kim Kardashian called it the most critically acclaimed TV show of the year, which is hilarious because this online movie and TV review site gave it 4% rotten review. What's that site?
Rotten Tomatoes.
A list of the most iconic quotes that people know from movies includes, I see dead people from what movie?
The Sixth Sense.
Sydney Sweeney wants to put the training she did for her next boxing movie to the test by taking place in a celebrity boxing match. Sydney Sweeney rose to fame on what HBO drama?
Game of Thrones.
And finally, Gremlins 3 is officially happening. According to the three rules of Gremlins, do not expose it to bright lights, do not get it wet, and don't ever do what?
Feed it after midnight.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Michael, what you got going on today, pal?
I'm driving to work right now. I work for Sharp Memorial. I'm a patient transporter.
Oh, right on, man. Well, thank you for what you're doing. And Michael, doing important work, also did pretty well today. 4 out of 5.
Nice job, Michael.
Gwen Stefani and her husband are reportedly living separate lives these days. According to friends, quote, the magic is starting to wear off. Good friends letting the tabloids know. Who's Gwen married to?
Blake Shelton.
We buy in this at all? Anybody heard anything from a reputable source?
No. Because they haven't done some things in a while together, now all of a sudden there's trouble in paradise.
Maybe celebrity couples should just book a time where they do a press conference and just make out for like a half hour and say, hey, we're doing, you know.
No, but then they would say, oh, see, they booked this session just so no one talks about it.
They just can't win. They just can't win.
They got to hire their own paparazzi.
Yeah.
One-to-one. In a post hyping her new show, All's Fair, Kim Kardashian called it the most critically acclaimed TV show of the year, which is hilarious because this online movie and TV show review site gave it a 4% rotten review. What's the site?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Is right. Michael knew that. 2-2. A list of the most iconic quotes that people know from movies includes I See Dead People from what movie?
The Sixth Sense.
That is right. Michael do that. 3-3. Sydney Sweeney wants to put the training she did for her next boxing movie to the test by taking place in a celebrity boxing match. Sydney Sweeney rose to fame on what HBO drama?
Euphoria.
Euphoria. That is right. Michael went with Game of Thrones. Only one he missed, 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Gremlins 3 is officially happening. According to the three rules of the Gremlins, do not expose it to bright light, do not get it wet, and never, ever do what?
Feed it after midnight.
That is correct, and it means a clean sweep for Tam today, Michael, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize, pal.
You have a pair of tickets to see The Frontmen. They are the lead singers of Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas, December 4th at California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
Woo-hoo! All right, Michael, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Michael in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I share everything, unfortunately. I just did something that I understand now why my cousin Mikey over the weekend in Vegas looked at me and accused me of having tendencies.
Okay. Listen, poor John, we poke at you. A lot.
I mean, I'm not helping myself out.
No.
Here's what just happened in our studio. We're having a conversation talking about something that we're about to do on the show. I literally interrupt that conversation to let the girls know here how much I'm loving my new fabric softener. Maybe that's why the weekend.
So what happened with your cousin?
So we're in Vegas. My girlfriend Sam and I took my mom for her birthday/Christmas present, and part of that trip was to see one of mom's favorite performers, Barry Manilow.
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest, one of mine too.
Yeah.
Another reason Mike probably said what he said.
Well, but you spent your childhood singing his songs. It makes
sense.
My
mom raised me on him.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before. Well, I was very excited. And mom, and finally, by the way, the surprise was revealed. It was really hard to hang on to that.
Oh,
so
I
you
bet.
Know that relief when the surprise is finally revealed, you can finally talk about it. And you can finally show mom how excited you are to do this with her. So we're at dinner beforehand. It's Sam, it's me, it's my cousin Mikey, it's my cousin Cindy, and of course my mom. Mike and Cindy are not joining us on this concert. They have no interest in seeing Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling him what he's missing. I'm singing every song I know off top of my head.
At the restaurant?
Right across the table from him. And I'm not like I'm screaming it, but I'm letting him know. I mean, whatever you want to know. I write the songs. Copacabana.
Yeah, Mandy.
Could It Be Magic? Mandy. Uh-huh. I got them all. Uh-huh. And I could sing them all by heart. And I was. So I was excited. And Mikey looks at me, and Mike's as Italian as they come.
Uh-huh.
Mike was used to be the fire chief of Elmwood Park, Illinois.
Okay, all fire chief.
Still
big, tough guy.
Probably 6'5".
Yeah, wow.
He looks at me, he goes, Johnny, you do have some tendencies. I thought my mom was going to spit out a glass of red wine. You do have some tendencies.
That's awesome. I love it.
And I'm like, what is that? He goes, you translate
whatever
that.
You want,
translate that the way you need to. And then Monday, I'm on the air, and some guy calls up. He's talking about going to the gym, and the first thing I say, is it a glute day? All right, Theo, what's your day looking like today, buddy?
Just on my way to the gym right now.
All right. What are we working on today? Glutes?
No.
Did I say a guy who's working his butt out?
First.
Yeah, sorry about
you're
that.
You're working on your butt?
No, so, yes. Let's go back in time, Theo. Let's pretend that never existed.
Yeah.
What?
That was an awesome
And it
moment.
Was like, you know, I didn't even know it was coming out. It just came out. Oh, this fabric softener is delightful. What? I swear to God, I'm a man.
I
swear to God.
Air traffic control just revised our time, which they extended the delay of, looks like about another 50 minutes from now.
Oh.
50 minutes. So right now they have still low visibility and low clouds over there. So the air traffic control is trying to clean up the arrival times and all the diversions that happened earlier today. Thanks again for patience. We'll let you know as soon as we hear anything.
We were warned before the weekend started that it was going to be a nightmare in the airports, and Tam and I both kind of saw that. That is exactly what happened,
mm-hmm.
at least to us in Vegas trying to get out of town. By the way, a lot of people are confused thinking that we were in Vegas together. We were just in Vegas completely separate. In fact, the only time we possibly could have run into each other was our delay at the airport. We were, 10 minutes behind each other?
Yeah, something like that.
It was crazy.
And I gave a shout out to all the employees at the Southwest gate I was at for what a terrific job they did with everyone dealing with these delays. And the pilot who did a really good job of explaining why so that people could just relax a little bit.
It's just as simple as that. You heard him. You know he didn't want to make that announcement. He knew he was disappointing a lot of people, making people angry.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you say when the gentleman just says, hey, here's exactly what's going on. Here's exactly what I'm going to do for you. And if you're going to be mad at me after this, I guess you're going to be mad at anything after this. I mean, just the simple process of just explaining it to us was really something that helped as far as ease the mood for some people, at least.
A Delta pilot did the same thing over the weekend with ice cream and his little girl.
I know we probably have quite a few nervous flyers today. It is perfectly understandable. I want to emphasize this aircraft does not move a single inch unless both my co-captain Michael and myself are absolutely certain it's safe to do so. Before I left the house on this trip, my little one has learned the word ice cream, and she made me make sure I promised her to get her ice cream when I get back home from the trip. That being said, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing unsafe, comes in between me, that little girl, and her ice cream. I know you guys probably have some similar plans, maybe not tonight, but probably tomorrow afternoon once we get you up for Raleigh. Please feel free to join our Wi-Fi and take care of picking out which place you guys are going to get ice cream or shoot your friends and family texts about what you guys are doing on the flight. Should be a really nice day to go flying. We'll get you guys up there safely.
I mean, I hear that from my pilot. I'm like, you fly me anywhere you want, pal.
You just settle back and, you know, watch one of the movies, read a book, whatever you got to do. I love that.
If you're delayed and that pilot comes on to say, hey, we're going to get you out of here. Safety is your number one priority. Here's a little reason why I need to get back. And you still have an issue. Well, then you're just kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. We all need to get somewhere. Our food fund is back tomorrow. Different time, different location. Fraser Farms in La Mesa, 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon.
I'm calling it a food fund happy hour.
Because
we're going to get happy with all of the non-perishable food items that we are going to raise for the San Diego Food Bank.
I'm not sure the La Mesa Police Department has been made aware of what might happen to them if they show up from the Oceanside Police Department.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
What do you mean?
You don't remember Sergeant Beaver from the Oceanside Police last week?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, really? Tammy's eyes just went far, far away.
And of course, what is a food fund with John and Tammy without police officers around?
Sergeant Beavers with the Oceanside Police Department. Tammy's fawning over you.
I can't help this,
aren't you, sir?
Hello, thank you, and I'm glad to be here. Uh-huh. This is really great what you guys are doing out here with the food drive. So,
you bet.
Is my partner embarrassing you? Be honest.
Oh no, she's great.
He's part of the recruitment department, so you know what? I think we have a lot of applicants today.
I bet we.
Hopefully. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to meet you guys finally. I hear you guys on the radio all the time. And
thank you,
guys are fun to hear.
That's an honor for us. Absolutely. We appreciate you. Thank you for your service,
Matt. Thank you very much.
Tammy.
What?
You are a mother of five.
Yes.
You are a happily married woman.
Yes.
Sergeant Beaver, happily married, I think. I'm guessing. I'm assuming.
I didn't see a wedding ring.
Oh, my God. But
I'm
you
just
look.
Joking.
But you look.
No, I'm just joking. I didn't look at all. I have no idea. But you know what? I have working eyes.
Yes, you do.
Okay?
Oh,
and that's okay. And you know, you are the same as me, John, and sometimes you just appreciate a good-looking man in a uniform.
I do.
Well, maybe you appreciate a good-looking female officer in uniform.
I mean, I would like to think I could keep myself
together. Really? Really?
No.
I seem to remember a female police officer at one of our food funds or one of our events that we were doing. You guys were talking about her utility belt and
where her
all this stuff was, including her gun, and you reached up and you touched it.
I didn't touch her gun. I'm not a fool. I did touch her belt.
Yes, you did.
Because I wanted to...
See? We're just human beings sometimes.
Hey, she didn't stop me. I mean, she could have used force.
4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Fraser Farms in La Mesa, John and Tammy's Food Fund. We would love to see you there. And remember, you have a chance to win tickets for KSON's sold-out Country Christmas. Directions at KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Kelly is in Escondido. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck, honey.
Kelly, I got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage. Oops. You're going to get $100. I also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
A list of the most iconic quotes that people know from movies includes "I see dead people" from The Sixth Sense, which starred who?
Haley Joel Osment and Bruce Willis.
Wow. I was looking for Bruce, but good for you. This country singer's wife just announced she's pregnant with the couple's fifth child. The singer has multiple number one songs like "Die a Happy Man" and "T-Shirt." Who is he?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Okay. 31 years ago this week, The Santa Claus was released. Who plays Santa in The Santa Claus?
Shoot, I don't know that one either.
Yesterday was Veterans Day. The Vietnam War movie, Born on the 4th of July, won a Best Director Oscar and also earned this massively famous actor his first ever Oscar nomination. By the way, he still hasn't won one. Who is that?
Sinise. His first name is Gary Sinise.
Okay, and finally, Journey announced the dates for what they are saying is their final tour ever. Journey's most famous song is "Don't Stop Believing," which is the last song and sound ever heard on this legendary TV show. What was it?
Oh. Gosh darn it, I can't remember that one either.
Okay, Kelly, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Let's get Tam back in. Tammy will make everything better as she's destroying you in the college. She just has a knack of making you feel better. It's just weird.
I know, right? But it's because you give us good prizes.
Right, okay.
Aww, that's Kelly, very sweet.
Kelly today did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
A list of the most iconic quotes that people know from movies includes "I see dead people" from The Sixth Sense, which starred what actor?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that's right. Kelly played show off and rolled out Haley Joel Osment, too, which,
yeah,
I mean, got an Oscar nomination out of it. 1 to 1. This country singer's wife just announced she's pregnant with the couple's fifth child. The singer has multiple number one songs like "Die a Happy Man" and "T-Shirt." Who is he?
Thomas Rhett.
Dang it.
"Die a Happy Man" is not about his wife anymore. It's about the sleep he needs. Five kids. Remember back in the day when they didn't think they had any kids?
I had five kids, remember? I know what that household sounds like.
It's 2 to 1. 31 years ago this week, The Santa Claus was released. Who plays Santa?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen is right. Kelly did not know that. It's now 3 to 1, Tammy. Tammy, yesterday was Veterans Day. The Vietnam War movie, Born on the 4th of July, won a Best Director Oscar and also earned this massively famous actor his first ever Oscar nomination. By the way, he still hasn't won one. Who is he?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Tom's one of those guys that, you know, critically acclaimed, never going to win an Oscar. He'll get the honorary Oscar towards the end of his career when, you know. Mm-hmm. It's now 4 to 1, Tammy. And finally, Journey announced the dates for what they're saying is their final tour ever. Sure it is. Journey's most famous song is "Don't Stop Believing," which is the last song and sound ever heard on this legendary TV show.
The Sopranos.
Yes, very controversial ending.
I just read in a newsletter this morning that that song was born out of the record executives telling them to write something a little dopey, not serious. Yeah. And at first, it wasn't a huge hit for him at first, but then it caught on and now look at it. Isn't that wild?
I remember my sister had that record. The record's called Escape.
Uh-huh.
And the big big song off there was their ballad Open Arms.
Yeah.
That was the reason my sister got the record.
Yeah.
And I listened to the record for the first time, like, this Don't Stop Believin's a neat song.
Yeah.
And Gina's like, get out of my room.
Isn't that weird? I just read that. That's wild.
All right. Good story. Today, Tammy beat you by a clean sweep, Kelly, so you're not going to get any of her money. But we do have a great prize for you as you're, what, hauling earth, right? What's going on? You're driving a dump truck?
I'm walking into work. No, I'm walking into work and there's cars.
Okay. Good Lord.
I know. I was like, she's pulling a big rig there.
That's what was going by with the big rig.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right. I guess I know my sounds. You have a pair of tickets to see the Frontmen, which, of course, are the lead singers of Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas, December 4th at California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Kelly, you keep on trucking. In the meantime, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kelly in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, I came here in 1966 when I was 10 years old. I'm 68 now. That was a long time ago.
Dude, you do not look 68.
Man, I look fantastic. If you don't believe me, just ask me. I'll tell you how good I look. You guys see those guns at 68.
Yes,
you
know? I do.
That was one of my rideshare drivers over the weekend. Fun, wild, over the top. 833-287-1037. Share yours.
I don't know where I stand on rideshare drivers who are super talkative.
Well, I had one of those and actually got a really interesting story from this guy. He kind of resembled The Rock. And when I mentioned that to him, he said, you know who else told me that? The Rock.
So they get in, I have to move this chair all the way up because this guy is huge. And I saw a tattoo on his chest. I look back at him, I said, yo, man, The Rock has a tattoo like that. And he pulls his mask down and goes, I am The Rock.
Oh, man.
And I said, whoa, check this out, man. 1972, your father pulled up at the convention center in a 1972 black stretch Lincoln limo. And your grandfather and your father got out of that car, and I went to the convention center that day to see them wrestle. So I said, dude, I stood in line to go there, and your father got out of that limo, and he beelined it straight to me and signed an autograph. He goes, say no more, man, say no more. I mean, he got real emotional. He started crying because his father just passed away 6 months prior to that. So I called my wife at home, and I said, do me a favor, take a picture of that autograph because I have it hanging on the frame, this in the frame of my wall.
Yeah.
And she took a picture and sent it to me, and I showed him. He goes, man, that's my father's signature. He's crying, full on crying.
Now, Tam, while that's certainly a very interesting story, and what are the odds, really, but I would hardly call him over the top.
Oh, no, wait. There's more. There was a lot of stories he shared, including this one.
He says, you came into this world with no how-to book, no manual. You got that egg before millions of your own DNA, millions. Believe me when I tell you, you were in competition that day, son. With the same DNA that was just as strong as you, how did you beat them? You outmaneuvered, you outran, you outsmarted each and every one of them. He goes, you did not take no for an answer that day, son. So don't come into this world and let somebody else's DNA beat you when you beat millions of your own DNA. They didn't go anywhere, son. They're sitting in the bleachers right now watching you live your life. That's who I'm talking about. That's what I need to hear from you. What you achieve that day, it'll be the hardest thing you will ever have to do in your life. The rest of this shit, son, is easy.
Yeah. Was a speech from his dad who was in the military. It kept him on his toes.
So how did that even start? What do you say? Like, hey, how's it going?
No, these were story after story after story led into another one, into another one, into another one. Well, it was insane.
At any time during his increased volume, his clear passion, where you're like, you know, you can just drop us off here.
No, I liked him. He had a great smile on his face. I found him entertaining.
I mean,
and my ride went by like
I guess, probably because you wanted it to.
833-287-1037. Share share with us some of your wildest, crazy rideshare driver stories.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy had a very, very, very boisterous rideshare.
Vibrant.
Driver. One might call him vibrant. One might call him unhinged.
He was not unhinged. I don't want to say that because he wasn't crazy. He wasn't weird. He was more like a preacher when he talked, and because he was a really nice, seemingly sweet person, but a wild storyteller.
833-287-1037. Your most unusual rideshare experience.
Shannon in Oceanside, share yours.
So we were in Vegas, and my best friend was a redhead. I was a blonde, and my cousin was a brunette. And we were with a guy, and we were going downtown, and the Uber driver looked over to the guy and said, "Are you taking them down to work?"
Oh, he thought you were working girls.
Yes.
Well, we don't know that for sure. Maybe he thought they worked at In-N-Out or something. Or I'm sorry, wrong. maybe not that one. I don't know.
And the guy did not know the other two well, and he looks first to me and goes, "Do you think they'll be offended about that?" And I started laughing hysterically. I'm like, "No, you should just tell them."
Thank you for that, Shannon.
Something about Vegas, huh?
Terry's in Fallbrook. Go ahead, Terry. Share yours.
Good morning. We were in Las Vegas going downtown and decided to take a ride share. He went side streets and everything. It took a while, but on the way back to our hotel, we got into an accident in his brand new car.
Oh, no. Oh, was it his fault?
No, he got hit in the bumper.
Okay.
The fender.
All right.
Poor
How
guy.
Did he handle it?
He handled it really well. He called his wife. He handled it really well, but when he got back in the car, he was really upset. It was drivable, but it wasn't fun for him.
That's his livelihood, man. Yeah. That's how he makes a living.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
I'm glad everyone's okay, Terry. Thank you. We had a rideshare driver here in San Diego taking us to the airport. She was absolutely lovely. Her name was Miss Virginia. And we almost got in an accident because somebody whipped right across the front of us to get over to the left. And I don't know how we didn't hit them. And Kurt said, "Miss Virginia, that was amazing." And she said, "Jesus got my back today." That's exactly what she said.
That is a sweet story. My rideshare unusual story happened when I was in Athens with my mom and my sister. And our cab driver, our rideshare driver was driving us back to the hotel. Looks at me and goes, "You done for the night too?" I said, I think we're going to bed. We're here together. "You and I should go out to lots of men's clubs." I'm like, "Yeah, it's not happening." He goes, "Are you sure?" He asked me like four times.
I bet you would have had a good time.
Yeah, that's not happening. I can pitch that phone call later on. Mom, hi, Aristotle dropped me off at this club. I have no idea where I am. Come pick me up. There's glitter everywhere.
Oh,
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.